Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
We can create hard, good jobs by making sure the environment is clean and we all are in better shape.
There was a report this week released by former Energy Secretary Ernie Moniz's Energy Futures Initiative. And the findings of this report, which was about 130 pages, offers a really granular look at wages and benefits for the industry. And there's a lot of nuances at play. But one of the big takeaways is that the median hourly wage for all U.S. energy workers is about 34% higher than the national median wage for the average worker. This report provides new data that shows workers in the fossil fuel sector do make more than those in wind and solar.
There's so many things that we can do now to create thousands and thousands of jobs.
This disparity is not new. There's always been tension, as we talk about this, between unions and the renewable energy sector and some of the pay disparity that you see between fossil fuel jobs and jobs in the renewable energy sector. There's no doubt that the Biden administration is aware of this.
I'm Anthony Dragna. This is Politico Energy. And today,
creating millions of good paying jobs. Creating millions of good paying jobs.
Kelsey Tamburino on whether Biden's green and good paying jobs will be good enough to replace the old energy ones. It's Thursday, April 8th.
As I said, this is something that's not new, but you know, some of the people that I talked to mentioned that the Biden administration in its infrastructure plan last week put in components that, if enacted, would address this. So one of the things that's been mentioned is support of the PRO Act and strong labor requirements, including, you know, attaching strong labor standards to an extension of the clean energy tax credit, which is, you know, a key priority of the renewable energy sector. So if these sort of things are enacted, there is a way in which the Biden administration can approach this problem and address this disparity.
What are some of the concerns that the labor groups themselves have been raising about the job compensation figures?
You know, unionization rates within the sector and the industry, obviously that leads to a higher pay. This report actually made an interesting note that there's not a lot of good data when you talk about unionization rates across the federal government, but, you know, you'll see better benefits, particularly where there is unionization. So that's something that, you know, these unions have addressed. And they've also, you know, stated the obvious that a fossil fuel worker isn't necessarily going to want to go into a field that they take a pay cut. You know, that's something that the Biden administration will have to address going forward and how to create new jobs that are good paying jobs, but that also, you know, maintain the same quality of life that these workers had in their previous fields.
So you mentioned that Ernie Moniz's group is behind this. You had a chance to speak with him for your piece. I wonder if there's any takeaways that he has or any observations that you think are relevant.
You know, I would note that the former secretary was very much noting that the fact that these jobs pay more across the board in the energy industry is really important because, you know, the energy sector, you know, has the potential to really create a lot of jobs that are higher paying jobs for people, you know, that might not have been in the energy sector prior. And notably, when we're talking about a workforce transition, the median energy jobs pay is almost more than double the median jobs pay for other sectors that lost jobs during the pandemic, like in hospitality and tourism. So that's really important, you know, if the Biden administration can get the job training aspects of this right and really focus on pathways forwards, that they can have these people who have lost jobs during the pandemic move into energy jobs and see their wages double.
I know you were just at an event with a virtual event with Secretary Granholm and the League of Conservation Voters. I wonder if this came up at all or if she had any thoughts about kind of the green jobs. It seems like it's one of her favorite things to discuss.
Yeah, she said this during that event, but she's also said this plenty of times elsewhere that, you know, the Biden administration's approach to this is creating place-based solutions where workers in the fossil fuel community can find jobs in the same areas that they're in.
Millions of jobs. Good paying jobs.
And that the Biden administration is not trying to leave any fossil fuel workers behind. And that's a big emphasis that she always makes. And that part of this plan that the Biden administration has recently put out is focusing on creating jobs in manufacturing and construction. And it's beyond moving simply into like a solar job from a coal job.
So those investments are going to make millions of good paying union jobs and make up for decades of neglect.
Also, the CEO of one of America's biggest banks warned against completely abandoning the fossil fuel industry in the fight against climate change. Yesterday, JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon highlighted the importance of oil and natural gas in a letter to shareholders, at least until affordable, low-carbon alternatives can supply global energy needs. In the same letter, Dimon noted the geopolitical and environmental challenges that surround the rare earth minerals that are needed for electric vehicles and other green technologies. Over the past years, banks like Chase have taken heat from both sides of the aisle on the question of divesting from fossil fuels and green investments. And more recently, big bank CEOs have warned that the energy transition should avoid destabilizing carbon-intensive industries and inflaming economic inequality. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you want to support our show, the best way to do it is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.